Hello, Stellar Woman and eDiscovery fans. I'm Mary Rectoris, part of Relativity's brand programs team, and your host of Stellar Woman and eDiscovery. Stellar Woman and eDiscovery recognizes and celebrates female leaders making their mark in eDiscovery. Throughout last year, we interviewed candidates and turned this campaign into an Innovation Awards category. This year, we're starting nominations early. Every nominee this year will be up for consideration for the Innovation Awards in the Stellar Woman and eDiscovery category at Relativity Fest this October. So if you know any women who are stellar in the field and are breaking barriers, champion innovation, or paying it forward, please nominate them for our campaign. Today, I'm really excited to welcome Trisha Johnson, the Director of Marketing at QDiscovery. Trisha, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. So excited for it.
This is our first guest that's from Chicago. You're actually right down the street, right?
Yep, just down the street, but here in person today.
So Trisha, tell me a little bit about where you're from.
Now I say I'm from Chicago, but not originally from here. I grew up in Iowa, north central part of Iowa, or as I like to say, kind of almost middle of nowhere, probably about 2 hours from where most people know, but small little town called named Green.
Green?
Green.
Gotcha. I went to school at University of Iowa in Iowa City. Is that close?
About 2 hours.
Okay.
So that about 2 hours from what most people know. But yeah, small little town, about 1,200 people, and I lived on a farm 7 miles outside the town.
Did you have horses or animals?
We had cows.
Oh, I love cows.
Had pigs sometimes too.
So what's something people don't know about Green?
Where it's at or how small it is. But I think one of the things that probably influenced me a lot growing up there is just the sense of community that you get in a small town. You know everybody, everybody knows you, but there's really this strong sense of community, taking care of each other and doing a lot of things together.
So moving to Chicago, how have you tried to find that sense of community here?
I think it's a little bit more of an effort to find it. I went to DePaul, so finding it there, and at the time it was a smaller on-campus population, so I was able to find it there. But I think now that's really influenced me by trying to find that in different places, whether that's through the dance studio where I take dance lessons or whether that's at QDiscovery. And that's actually always been something that's been really important, is being able to find that place where I fit in as part of a community, not just someplace that I show up for a few hours and then leave, but really relating to people and having that connection.
Before QDiscovery, you were in a different industry, right? You were in healthcare?
I was in worksite wellness, so the healthcare part of it and also the benefits part of it, like the HR and benefits.
Mm-hmm. And now that you're in eDiscovery, it's so ingrained, you know what it is, but how do you explain the field to your family and friends?
That's an interesting one because it is such a niche one. Kind of what I say is when I'm talking to people, we help lawyers deal with data. Whether it's looking at an investigation or whether it's for litigation, there's so much data out there, and we help the attorneys, whether they're on the client side, corporate side, or the law firm side, figure out what data they have, what's related to the case, and how the heck do they go through it all and deal with what's relevant to the case.
What's something you wish you would have known when you first got into the field?
Going back to that community thing, I think I wish I would have realized just how much of a community the eDiscovery community actually is, and that it's a pretty open, welcoming community.
Moving from health, I also was in healthcare, so it was a big learning curve coming to eDiscovery. What was it like for you moving from healthcare to this field?
So definitely that a big learning curve. So I took the opportunity to talk to people within the company. Our general counsel, Helen Geib, does a lot of presentations and CLEs. So I had her give me a personal one-on-one CLE on what is eDiscovery. I think it took us over a day to get through her 90-minute presentation because there were so many questions, because I really wanted to understand it. But then at the same time, it's recognizing how similar different industries are. I've been in a few different industries, and there's always been this idea of, okay, is technology going to take over the industry? How is it going to happen? And I think that I've seen that in a few different places where it's not necessarily going to get rid of people. Technology is never going to replace people. It's going to replace some of the things that people do. And generally, those things are ones that the person who created it didn't like doing those things anyway. And I think that the people that are strong in the field are able to take advantage of that technology to their benefit. Mm-hmm. They can become better through it. There might be some people, the ones that are good, are going to figure out how to get even better. I've seen that in the real estate industry. I saw that in the healthcare one where people were, you know, freaking out. I won't have anything to do. You'll still find things to do.
Yeah, you can work smarter. You can actually focus on the stuff you want to do, no matter if you're in healthcare or this industry.
Exactly.
So everybody can relax.
We're not going to replace people yet.
You're a fellow marketer as well.
Yes.
So, and you're a one-person team at QDiscovery.
Yes.
What's that like?
It's a lot of fun. There's also a lot of challenge. I'm the only one technically in the marketing department, but I tend to recruit people to do marketing with me. So I would say there are other people that I call part of the marketing team that aren't necessarily technically on the org chart part of the marketing team.
Within QDiscovery?
Within QDiscovery and also outside QDiscovery. A couple people that we work with on design and development. There's the whole Relativity team that I call my marketing team as well, since you guys are so supportive of your partners. Then, you know, different people in our company who write or who speak at events, and I just pull them into the marketing team.
I'd love to know your secret. How do you recruit people to join your team?
I think the big thing first was just recognizing the talents that people had. And when you hear a little comment that somebody, oh, I kind of like to write, you jump on that right away. Find out what it is, take somebody to lunch, talk to them about it, find out what that key is that's important to them, and how can you build on that? I think the same way, whether it's speaking at an event or doing an interview for PR or finding content, it's finding that little bit of spark that somebody's excited about and not putting marketing as a totally separate thing. It's not necessarily, this is just what Trisha, the marketing department, does, but the idea of getting the story out about QDiscovery and what we're doing and what makes us unique is really making that everybody's job.
So how do you, as a marketer, because QDiscovery is full of a lot of tech people in the weeds, how do you have a seat at the table strategy-wise? What kind of part do you play?
I think going into it, it was decided that marketing was going to have part of that strategy. So recognizing that we need to learn how to tell the story, I think, is really where it was. And it wasn't something that was happening because a lot of, say, our project managers, they are fantastic at their job, but they're just doing their job. They don't necessarily think of the idea of the self-promotion and putting things out there that you need to remind them sometimes that what they do is pretty fantastic. And reminding people of that themselves, but also pushing it out to internally. We have a couple internal emails that we have. So that was one of the big things that I wanted to do when I came on board, was anytime there's things in the news, we talk about Helen was just on a panel or Dave was just interviewed in this publication, but sharing that out internally and making sure that everybody sees that. We also have another one where it's client wins and shout outs, where we internally put out anytime somebody compliments some of our people. Everybody in the entire company sees that this client said these great things about this specific person.
Creates FOMO. You get accolades, you want your colleagues do. And it also raises each other up.
Absolutely, and reminds people that what they're doing is important to their clients and also important to us internally at QDiscovery.
Tell me a little bit about QDiscovery. What's the office like?
It's really based on this idea of client service is important for the company, but internally we see that as well. So the idea that we recognize that we're a client service company, we are a services company. So everything that we do internally is built around that. And I think we treat all of each other the same way as we do our clients. So it's supporting each other, working towards common goals, really feeling like we're part of a team. We do have multiple offices around the country. As we've moved into new offices and redone some offices, we've taken a similar look across the different offices. So one of the offices did some new paint colors, and then it was, you know, what are the sharing the paint colors, just to really get that QDiscovery feel to the office. I think it's also important for us, just the culture within the company, that being supportive of each other, but looking for innovation ideas too. And the fact that there isn't necessarily an innovation team and they're responsible for all of it. We look at the innovation coming from any single part of the company. So that can come from the sales group, it can come from the client services group. Things like our QMobile really was a combination of our forensics team and our project management team and a little bit of some of our other teams there supporting it and bringing it to fruition and making it actually happen.
Is that something you think QDiscovery, you hire people with an innovative spirit? Is that something that's so ingrained in your culture that people are inclined to put forward ideas?
I would say it's a little bit of both, but definitely as we bring people on board, we're looking for people who will fit that service first, being part of the organization, working towards the same goals, and then that innovation as a part of it too. But I think when you have the first two, that the innovation part of it comes a little bit more naturally.
So you told me a story that on your first day in the job that Helen took you to Women in eDiscovery.
I think it was a couple days in, and Helen had come into town, that CLE that I was saying that took me a day to get through a 90-minute one because I had so many questions. But one of the things we did while she was in town is we went to the Chicago chapter of the Women in eDiscovery meeting. Truthfully, walking in, it was one on how to manage pricing in eDiscovery. So it was really technical and in the weeds and drop right in it. Just really eye-opening for me to see it because there were so many different people in so many different roles in eDiscovery at the meeting. So for me, it was an eye-opener of, okay, here's all the different roles, whether it's attorneys, litigation support people, providers, and law firms and corporations and a few other groups of people. So for me, it was a good overview of what this industry really looks like and who's really in it.
And you're very involved in it right now.
I am now for 2019. I'm the membership director for the Chicago chapter of Women in eDiscovery.
Congratulations again. That's very exciting. What made you want to get more involved?
I think because it did have such a big impact for me. I was going to every single meeting that I was able to that I didn't have a conflict with. And it, for me, it was a combination of meeting people outside of qDiscovery that are in the industry and the education aspect of it as well. Some of it was getting into the weeds, but then they also have things on career development and empowerment, how to present yourself, you know, different types of events like that. Or you can get really detailed into how do you deal with the GDPR. So I like that variety. But for me, it was because it was so much of a part of how I got introduced to the industry and going back to that finding the community and the industry really being part of a community. So that was important to me as it was growing and they were looking for new board members this year. I decided to take the plunge and jump in.
What's your primary responsibility in your role?
So as membership director, it's a little bit in line with what I'm doing at qDiscovery with the marketing aspect, which is why I was interested in that one. So it's promoting the events that we have, finding speakers, the rest of the board out there. But I think a lot of it is growing the membership, keeping people interested, and really promoting the events. And one of the things that we're starting this year that I really wanted to do is as people are getting published, putting out articles, or this podcast will be on there eventually with it as well, celebrating our members. So when our members are doing something, creating that community around it and promoting it and giving them just that extra amplification of what they've been doing already in their career.
What's something exciting you guys have on the docket?
We do have an upcoming meeting in May, date and speaker to be announced yet. And then we are doing our summer social as well. That'll be in July coming up. So we do a combination of the educational ones where it's a lunch and learn, the sponsors cover the lunch, so completely free for everybody to come in and be a part of it. But then we also try and a couple times a year have one that's more of a social networking one where people aren't rushing from their last meeting to get to the lunch and then leave right away. So trying to build in some networking and different aspects of that. So I think that's one of the things that this board is really looking at is how do we get people networking and meeting each other a little bit more and having more time for that.
Of course. So it's a nice balance between increasing your knowledge about the industry while also making some connections.
Exactly.
And friendships.
Exactly.
Tricia, thank you so much for joining me today.
This was really fun. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. In closing here, listeners, thanks for tuning in. Please keep nominating people you know in the industry doing great things for Seller Woman in eDiscovery, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast. You don't want to miss the latest episode. And with that, for Seller Woman in eDiscovery, I'm Mary Rectoris, signing off.